This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
980 and the Odyssey app.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Oh, looky, looky. Look what the wind dragged in. Wow. With a lean cuisine and all. My man. The youngest. Oh, wait a second. No. It's different brand time, people. It's time to change the brand. Mr. I never steal anything from anyone. I'm going to anoint myself the people's champ.
Well, the people have anointed me that. The people love me.
They do?
Well, yeah.
What people are we talking about?
The callers at 301-230-0098.
Nobody here, except for me. Well, I love you.
Well, no one's opinion here, except for the big boss, matters. The big boss.
My opinion doesn't matter
what
anymore?
What did Scott Hall say? The big man and the medium-sized man.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm driving CK.
There you go. All right, okay. All right.
What's going on, brother?
What's up? How are you? We celebrate. I mean, you've been off doing nothing for the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
I've just been doing nothing.
Yeah.
Out of commission,
right.
Not working.
Well, I was traveling all around chasing a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which
I'm proud of you, man.
You know, the end of the road came about a week and a half ago in Motown, Philly. And here we are, Super Bowl week. And oh, by the way, your beloved NBA said, for a second year in a row, at least.
Yeah.
For a second year in a row, said, we're going to be stupid, as stupid as stupid does, and put our trade deadline on the week of the Super Bowl.
They're competing.
They are competing. Instead of helping out their brethren in the media, like next Thursday, and giving us something to talk about when we don't have something else big to talk about.
Whoa.
When we need you to talk about the NBA. And as a result, the Washington Wizards have spun a big trade.
Yes, they have.
An expected deal. Kyle Kuzma is no more. Kyle Kuzma is not going to have the opportunity to win a third game in a row tonight for the Wizards in Brooklyn. That's because he's heading to the Milwaukee Bucks for Chris Middleton. Other involved. That's the main trade.
Well, no.
Kyle Kuzma
for
Chris
Middleton. I'm glad that I'm here.
It's the main part of the trade.
That's not the main part.
It's the main part of the trade.
The main part of the trade is 20-year-old A.J. Johnson that they also acquired, who was the 23rd overall pick in this year's draft.
I'm aware of what he is, but that's the main part of the trade. Kyle Kuzma for Chris Middleton is the main part of the trade.
Well, Chris Middleton may not be here.
That's fair.
Past tomorrow.
But that's right so, now, I guess what I'm saying that's the centerpiece, if you will, of the trade. Kyle Kuzma going out to Milwaukee, Chris Middleton coming to here. Whether Chris Middleton is here for literally a cup of coffee or not, I don't know. Maybe he can try the new Keurig in the kitchen that we have.
Which
I just used. I filled up after going to Wawa with Young Tobes on the way in. Linnell calls screaming, ranting, raving, all that stuff. Are we going to talk about the Wizards? Yes, we're going to talk about the Wizards. Well, no, the Wizards have made a trade.
You and that stupid Longfellow Tidwat, who I have muted now, I don't hear from him.
That's a bad sport move by you.
No, hell with Longfellow Tidwat.
That's a really immature,
whoever that is,
short-sighted view.
Now it's short-sighted.
I agree. What did you what did you call it, Mad Max?
What did I just call it?
I don't know.
That was a bad sport.
Yes.
Well, yeah, basically. Yeah. I mean, that's the nuts and bolts of it.
Well,
you're not fun, man. You used to be fun. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm old, right?
getting older. Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, Longfellow Tidwat and you.
You're supposed to get more like wiser as you go along.
I am getting wise. That's why I muted that bastard account. You and Longfellow Tidwat continue to act as if no one talks about the NBA here in this market. And I take extreme offense to that. And Mad Max, you should take offense to it, too. You are somebody that is with me a lot of the times.
I didn't say no one talks. I said nobody cares.
That's what Tidwat says. Tidwat says that no one talks NBA but Chris Russell, and that Chris Russell said that he's the only one that talks NBA. So
understand that that's a bit?
You know who this is disrespectful to? And it's neither of you. It's Craig Hoffman. Craig Hoffman talks Wizards constantly.
Right. NBA, yes. I've never claimed that no one talks. I've claimed that no one cares. You last spring, I remember I would be driving home and at 6:30 on a night where like the Capitals had just won a huge game to make the playoffs, you were breaking down the 12th man on the Clippers roster.
We're working on that.
You know?
We're getting deeper. We're deep cuts with me.
Right. And I would text you or call you and politely say, you're doing a show in Washington, D.C. Nobody cares.
Well, it's because I'm good in Clipperland. My guy,
the guest you have on all the time?
My guy, Law Murray.
Law Murray.
Who covers the Clippers for The Athletic.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no.
One of your rotating seven guests at 8:20 at night.
He's just mad at my Rolodex. But no, in all actuality, when you look at this Wizards deal, I've flip-flopped back and forth in terms of how I feel about it. In a nutshell, if you're looking and trying to evaluate Will Dawkins, Mike Winger in this front office, that is five first-round picks that have been acquired in the last 2 years.
Which is the goal you detonate things as they have detonated things. Whether that was by design or not, and most of it was by design, with the exception of keeping Kyle Kuzma when they could have easily just let him go, but they kept Kyle Kuzma with the hope of trying to get something in return, whatever. You're counting A.J. Johnson as a first rounder because he was a recent first rounder.
I'm talking about Bilal Coulibaly at 7 2 years ago, Alex Saar this past summer at 2, Bubb at 14, Keyshawn at 24, and now A.J.
Right.
At 23. So that is an influx of young talent, which is the goal here. It's not Oklahoma City-like, because you got to think about where Will Dawkins comes from. This is what the Thunder did. When you acquire this many different first-round picks and you bank on one of these guys developing into somebody special, now obviously OKC's rebuild gets expedited by the trade for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, obviously, but like A.J. Johnson is interesting to me. A 6'6 shooting guard that's got some wiggle to him, gets downhill, he's aggressive with the basketball in his hand, and he's actually coming off of his best game of his young career the other night against Oklahoma City. So I tweeted it out earlier today. He may end up being the second best young pup that they've acquired behind Alex Saar. I think Alex Saar is the best young cat that they have right now. Their play has slipped since he's been off the floor. Their spacing sucks. But like, offensively, A.J. Johnson is ahead of Bilal Coulibaly already. And that was last year's first-round pick. Somebody that I don't know how I feel about the 2024 Bilal Coulibaly.
I think we're still seeing some of the blemishes that people were concerned about with Bilal Coulibaly.
He can't shoot. Right? Yeah. But now he played great the other night, 26.43.
I mean, you know he's going to give you defense. Yes. You know he's going to give you hustle. You know he's going to be competitive. You know he's part of the fabric. But
right.
Like this notion that he was just going to grow into this –
That's what the comments.
Yeah,
that's what
they kept calling right. Exactly. Clearly, that hasn't happened yet. Now, will it happen? Yeah. Maybe. Outside chance. I would think you'd see a lot more semblance of hope at this point. But either way, all right. So let's do this because you're Mr. NBA. Chris Middleton might not be here again past tomorrow. We all understand that. The way it's been reported, okay, is, again, Chris Middleton, A.J. Johnson, their first round, and a pick swap to Washington, Patrick Baldwin Jr., second-round draft compensation, and Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma has apparently waived his trade kicker bonus to make it easier for Milwaukee to avoid that second tier. For the Wizards, am I wrong in how I'm interpreting this? They're taking on an aging veteran guard in Middleton, who's been banged up, who hasn't, who hasn't played a ton this year, who's been beat up basically since they won the championship. And again, he's, according to the reporting, he's owed almost $32 million this season, a player option for next year worth $34 million. Kuzma making $23.5 million. Next year, $21.4 million. The year after that, $19.4 million. So if you just look at it right now for what it is, Middleton has this year and next year on his contract. Kuzma had this year and two more years on the contract. So theoretically, even if they don't move out of Middleton, they did shed a year of obligation here if you're just looking at it as Middleton for Kuzma. Is that fair?
Yeah, but this is where I begin to dunk on the front office. I mean, it's once again, you can't have a successful rebuild not being proactive. They were proactive with the Daniel Gafford deal last year. They were proactive in the draft getting off of Denny Avdija for a first-round pick. Think about it like this. You got more individually for Daniel Gafford and Denny Avdija than you did for Kyle bleeping Kuzma. Do you see where the issue lies? You got more for those two guys, two young, unproven guys that really, when you think about track record and what Kyle Kuzma's value was this time last year, they screwed up. They got rid of those two guys proactively. Tyus Jones, they got nothing for.
Is that because? Well, let me ask you this. Let me stop you because I don't disagree. First of all, I was surprised that they actually did sign Kuzma after making the trades that they did when they traded Beal and Porzingis, right?
Well, yeah.
At that point, I was like, well, they're not going to sign Kuzma, and then they did. And I understood you wanted to get something for him, maybe long term. I was surprised that it wasn't like a sign and trade deal. Whatever, maybe I'm missing something. Then they hold on to him. Last year, obviously, the team was a disaster. They were largely uncompetitive. They fire Wes Unseld Jr. Your point is they could have gotten more for him last year at the deadline or leading up to the deadline than certainly this year.
Or
it's hard to disagree with that.
Or the draft this past summer.
Or the draft. So really what we're talking about is the idea was good to retain Kuzma and to eventually spin him and get something for him.
That was the whole
the
point.
Timing
of
the was bad, not once, but twice. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's the only reason you signed him to an extension. He was not ever going to be a
part of the championship
of
fabric. Right.
That's why all the lip service from him is always so funny. And then he completely changed his tone about a week and a half ago. It's been funny to watch this whole thing play out. I would give the grade or the trade a grade of like a C+, B-. On its surface, and A.J. Johnson, acquiring him allows you to save face in this deal. Because moving Kyle Kuzma for two bad years of $30 million of Chris Middleton is god-awful.
Right.
And if Chris Middleton's got any type of common sense, he's going to opt out of his player option.
Right.
Because why would you want to play here? Yeah. Even for $31 million, why would you want to play here?
Right.
But then again, you run the risk of him opting in because he's not going to get that type of deal on the open market.
Well, you can spin Middleton to a contender.
Who
right.
contenders got the cap space to acquire $31 million?
I don't know. I mean,
that's what's difficult here. There's not a lot of suitors for him. That's why Milwaukee was having a tough time moving off of him. They've been trying to move off of him for months now, the last 2 months. So he's been hurt, so that obviously muddies the situation. But, like, I think he's here probably for the rest of this season. If they're able to spin him by tomorrow at 4
o'clock. Is Golden State a possibility?
No, they're shooting for the stars. Mm. Golden State.
I know they were going for Durant, but I'm just kind of wondering if, a veteran guard addition,
For $31 million, I just don't know.
Yeah.
That's the tough thing. And then if you trade him to a real team, That sounds terrible to say. You trade him to Golden State, he's going to opt into his deal next year. So if you're Golden State, you're taking on.
You can't trade him
60.
To the Knicks. They've given away so many of their picks trying to build their roster with Mikal Bridges and whatever.
And they don't have any money.
Right. Right.
I mean, they gave OG Anunoby big money. They gave Bridges big money. Like, so that's my whole thing, is you're kind of stuck with Chris Middleton. It's just weird because this is supposed to be the deconstruction phase of this rebuild. You got rid of Kyle Kuzma. Jonas Valanciunas still remains on this roster. Malcolm Brogdon still remains on this roster.
Valanciunas would be a pretty good fit with the Lakers now that they've traded away Anthony Davis, right?
I would think, but like, the Wizards are stuck between a rock and a hard place. They need one of these young kids to turn into somebody.
Right.
And right now,
to elevate to superstardom, basically, as opposed to just
superstar.
Fine or nice.
Can you turn into Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
He was not a superstar. He's a bank robber.
You like to call everybody bank robbers.
That's what people do.
I mean, John Allen, Deron Payne, Bradley Beal. I'm just curious.
Bradley Beal, the thing that I...
Would you walk up to any of these guys calling them bank robbers to their face?
I'd walk up to Bradley Beal.
Okay. Oh, to Bradley Beal.
I don't fear Bradley.
Not to 295-pound Jonathan Allen.
I mean, you got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, I'm a wise guy at the end of the day.
You're a wise guy. I'm going to call them bank robbers on the radio. Where they can't see my face.
That's wise, wouldn't you think?
No, it's not. You know what's wise?
Not calling them bank robbers.
Not calling them bank robbers.
Yeah, that's what I call, that's a five-letter word, not calling them bank robbers. Mm-hmm. That's what I would describe.
Okay. Meow.
Okay. Meow. That's how I would say.
What word are you talking about?
Well, rhymes with a fancy clothing brand.
Mm.
Shout out Mm-mm. to Stussy.
All right. Anyway, before we get into any trouble, all right. So AJ Johnson obviously is the crown jewel.
To call him a crown jewel is maybe
right, maybe a stretch.
A bit,
but that's the meat and potatoes of the trade. Everybody would think they're not keeping Chris Middleton. However, again, to your point, nobody thought Kyle Kuzma was coming back when they made the decision to trade Beal and Porzingis. Nobody thought Kyle Kuzma would be here for anything more than a couple of months. Yet. They kept him. Nobody thought surely Kyle Kuzma would return for year two of the deal, yet they kept him. Now nobody thinks Chris Middleton will be here past tomorrow's deadline. And will they keep him? I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Will Dawkins and Michael Winger. I have to think that they know more than I do, certainly.
It's a good assumption.
The bottom line is you can try and trade a guy. You can think you have a trade, and then things break down, right? And if there's limited options, things could break down easier than, if there's 10 different options that you could go to spin a Chris Middleton. But either way, I think we would agree if the nuts and bolts of the argument is this, Kyle Kuzma needed to be traded. Yes or no, we agree. I agree Kyle Kuzma needed to be traded. I can't imagine you disagree, right?
Needed to be traded, but you did it too late is my frustration. Like, obviously he has become the poison pill on your roster because he's not a good teammate. He's playing selfish. He's openly talking about how he's not here to help guys develop. So you got to get rid of him. He forced his hand. But, like, Kuz is, ugh. I dislike the way he treated the situation because he's the reason he didn't get traded. That's what the rumor mill says, is that they had a deal on the table for Kuzma last year to send him to Dallas, and when they brought the deal to him, he said, I want to stay.
Right.
First of all, Will Dawkins and Mike Winger.
Was that a part of the Gafford deal or no?
No.
A separate deal, right.
That's when I look at Will Dawkins and Mike Winger and go, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't give a damn if he says he wants to stay.
Right.
There
has been too much of this, right? There has been too much of this over the last couple of years. I don't mind employers being loyal to employees and to athletes and what have you, but we all know the loyalty and the love for Bradley Beal got in the way of smarter basketball sense. Not once, but twice. And if that's the case here with Kuzma, first re-signing him, then B, not dealing him either at the deadline or not dealing him over the offseason, and now dealing him, and now you get stuck with not a piece of crap in Chris Middleton. I don't want to say that. That's wrong.
It's damaged goods.
But it's damaged goods.
It's damaged goods. Yeah. You're not wrong to describe it that way. It is what I described it at the top of the show. This is a lack of foresight by a front office that we were supposed to be putting boatloads of faith into. This is supposed to be the group that ushers us out of mediocrity and back to at least respectability. and they're not off to a good start. If
no,
I'm being honest.
No.
This is the best way to look at it. They've acquired 5 first round picks.
And that's the way you can defend them.
Yes.
Now, we don't know how good these 5 picks exactly. are going to turn out to be,
but
that's the way you can evaluate them and yes. say, listen, we knew this wasn't a 2-year process. This was going to be a 4-year process right. at the minimum, right? And that's got to be the way they're thinking about it, and that's got to be what they told Ted when they got the keys to the franchise, is this isn't a 2-year turnaround. This is a 4-year turnaround right. and maybe more. And if that's the way we're looking at it, okay, fine. My biggest problem with the Washington uh-huh. Wizards is not necessarily waiting too long to trade Kyle Kuzma, not whether they're going to get a deal done for Middleton, not whether they're going to get a deal done for Valachunas. My biggest problem is coming up in just a couple of moments, and I want to spin that obviously into a bigger part of the conversation with Linnell Willingham, the YIC/People's Champ, baby.
You are hilarious.
301-230-0980. Mad Max Scherzer on the other side of the glass. Glad to see your deal became official yesterday with the Toronto Blue Jays.
We did.
Very proud of you. I need you to stay healthy, though.
I'll try.
Stay healthy, okay?
I'll try.
I can't have the litany of injuries that you've been battling. I need you to stay healthy. I need you to get in better shape.
Okay.
All right. And I am merely the rooster. 301-230-0980. If you want to talk Le Wizard, making a big trade the day before the deadline, let's go, baby. If not, we'll get into the Commanders and Super Bowl 59 straight ahead on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Lindsey Rhodes from Sumer Sports down at the Super Bowl will join us at 2 o'clock, so we'll shift the conversation to football at that point. And get into some Commanders and some Super Bowl 59 talk. Of course, Super Bowl 59 this Sunday, I believe right here on the Team 980. I haven't looked that far at the schedule yet, but usually we carry it here. Let me ask you this. About Kuzma, about the Wizards, Liddell Willingham with us, by the way. 301-230-0980. Mad Max on the other side, so be kind to him. To me, the whole problem with this rebuild, and I was screaming about this last Friday, I'm sure you didn't hear it, but I'll just re-encapsulize it. After they had gotten their doors blown off by the Raptors and the Lakers two consecutive nights at home, was they are absolutely not only uncompetitive, but they are uncompetitive from the start. They have been getting their doors blown off in the first quarter, completely unprepared to play, completely not into it, and completely out of it by the time the game turns from the first quarter to the second quarter. Now, I know they've won their last two games in a row at Minnesota without Anthony. I'm just saying it as a qualification. They won Saturday night in Minnesota without Anthony Edwards. Okay, so that doesn't count. I'm sorry, it doesn't.
You beat New Orleans, Charlotte the other night. Right. We were down, guys.
So. Right. They've beaten Charlotte three times. If they could play the Charlotte Hornets every night, they'd be champions of the world.
Yeah.
So nothing that has happened over the last couple of days makes me feel any better about the rebuild, the implosion. Here's what I will also say. All the Wizards fans that were begging and begging and begging and begging for them to hit the atom button, this is what you all deserve. This is what you all deserve.
See, and I went back and forth with David Aldridge on this on Sunday. To me, yes, there's only two ways to do it. I would much rather bottom out than be chasing 35 wins a season. That's just not... It's not fun basketball. And that's what the Wizards were doing under, you know...
Under Tommy Shepard.
Tommy Shepard.
Tommy, by the way, wasn't allowed to do what you all wanted him to do.
Which is trade Brad and not sign Brad to this crazy extension.
And hit the implode button.
That extension set this franchise back.
Yeah.
And is now setting other franchises back. But there is a respectable way to do it. Here's the thing, and maybe I'm reading too much into this. You opened up with the Wizards on Friday?
I did, after two consecutive nights of them getting annihilated in the first quarter.
As did Craig Hoffman, as did Kevin Sheehan.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, when did you talk about
that's fair. I mean, we would normally at this time of the year talk more Wizards than we would in October and November.
Sure, football's over, right. The trade deadline's approaching, right. But hear me out. Brian Keefe was also on the Junkies Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's ironic that their next two games they played much harder? Brian Keefe can't stir the drink properly. I point at Brian Keefe's inability to get this group ready to play night in and night out.
Okay.
And then when they don't give good effort, when they do give the terrible effort that they've given, nothing changes. I look directly at Brian Keefe and go, dude, why can't you get this group to play hard? I keep hearing this notion of, they're young. It's hard for them to play hard consistently. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. That's when you should be playing your hardest.
That's when you should. And especially at the beginning of games.
Yeah.
See, the point that I made for last Friday was it is not like where a better team, a more established veteran team, pulls away in the second half, in the fourth quarter, which is somewhat understandable. It is annihilation from minute one and uncompetitive for the most part. I mean, if you want to say they were semi-competitive in Dallas in the last 8 minutes of the game in Dallas last Monday, okay, whatever. They were down by 30 to the Wizards and the, I mean, to the Lakers and the Raptors. Stupid Raptors back-to-back nights at home.
And there's another example of rebuilding the right way. The Raptors head coach, you know what he gets the Raptors to do? Play hard.
Play hard.
They're 6-1 over the last seven games, and they defend their ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Washington should be that team. Washington has the length. Washington's got the personnel. They should be better. My other thing is this. If anyone's been sick enough to actually follow the Wizards as closely as I have this year, Justin Champagne out of the G League has come in and been a revelation.
Yeah.
He exudes everything you want in a rebuilding basketball team. Young, hustles, plays hard, a connector, unselfish. Yet Kyle Kuzma comes back to the lineup and you take him out of the lineup. You know you're trading Kyle Kuzma, so I get you want to show him off and whatever. I actually asked Brian Keefe this the last time I was at Cap One Arena like a month ago. I said, does a guy like Justin Champagne, do you think other guys within your organization look and say, wow, if we practice hard at the go-go, if we play hard in the G League, we're going to get our opportunity at the big league level? And Keefe goes, yeah, that's what it's all about. Yet you have stripped him bare of his minutes. Now that Kuzma is going, Justin Champagne should be starting on this team.
I mean, he's been playing more, though, he should start lately, right?
Every night.
Yeah.
He should start every night.
Okay, so he'll start.
Here, I don't know if he will. That's my problem. I don't think they're rewarding guys enough with playing time who play hard. Jared Butler is another guy. I know you all are probably like, who the hell is Jared Butler?
Yeah, nobody knows who Jared Butler is.
G League cat that comes in every time he plays well and gives you good minutes, but they won't play him.
Right.
They're too busy wasting away their minutes to other guys that don't hustle and play hard. So I look at Brian Keefe and go, it is on you at some point to restore the competitive spirit of this basketball team. I don't know if it's cussing somebody out. I don't know if it's putting a foot up somebody's behind. But, like, he, to me, is just not the guy to push the buttons. And it's I've long felt that way.
All right.
Because they haven't been competitive since he's taken over.
All right, that's the people's champ with his mink fur coat on here on a Wednesday afternoon. Linnell Willingham, I'm merely the rooster, Chris Russell. Do a trending alert and then out to your phone calls, and then we'll mix in, obviously, all the NFL and Commanders talk. Kyle Kuzma on his way to Milwaukee. That's the big story. What else will the Wizards do? Well, we'll try and answer that coming up here in moments on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. One thing I forgot to tell you about during the trending alert that we just found out about a couple of minutes ago. We're not going to spend any time on it because it's not really relevant to what we do around here now. Ron Rivera has a new job. Not in the NFL.
America.
As the general manager at his alma mater, the Cal Golden Bears. So basically a Mike Lombardi to Bill Belichick type position. Well, whoever the head coach is there, Jeff Tedford? I can't remember. It's Jeff Tedford or somebody. Cal is a non-needle mover in any reasonable circle.
Perfect fit.
Yeah. So Ron is going to go be the general manager. So congratulations to him. I just wanted to pass that along because I did not include that during the trending.
I would have rather Joe Funky ass pass gas.
Are the Wizards going to trade... Are the Wizards going to trade Jonas Valanciunas before tomorrow's deadline?
If they don't suck, if Will Dawkins and company aren't bad at their jobs, they'll get rid of the veterans. See, you wasted and farted around time playing them all these minutes that you've played them. You should trade them. You should get value for them. There's value out there. I don't know, man. The more and more we talk about this, the more I become confused as to how I feel about what I dub the Wizvengers. I was calling them the Wizvengers. Mike Winger, Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk. That's the other guy that you forget. Their director of basketball ops from...
I don't forget him. I remember everything.
From Golden State in Atlanta. I just... Someone's got to hit. And Brian Keefe, his big thing is supposed to be player development. Like, that is what he's known for. He helped develop James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Durant. Or maybe they were just three Hall of Famers that were going to be good anyways. You can tell your boy is a little out on Brian Keefe.
So it's funny because on the phone earlier, you were out on Wenger and Dawkins, and now you're spinning your bullseye towards Keefe.
Because I wonder, like,
is it just one big group or do you separate them? How do you kind of.
I separate them and I go, well, Brian, you knew what you were going to be handed. And when I look at the development of the young guys this year, I think Bilal is taking a little bit of a step back offensively.
That's fair.
I think Keyshawn George is a guy that is in a good spot right now. I just think he's lacking opportunity. Another guy I'd like to see just play a little bit harder. I'd like to see him with the ball in his hand more. They let him play point guard the other night against Charlotte, which is at 6'8", to be handling the ball is incredible. But, like, I don't know, man. I'm curious to see how the guys are going to develop. I think Bub Carrington has been their second-best young guy.
Yeah.
I think it's been Sarr and Bub, and then I think Bilal has been third, which is not how I would have anticipated.
I'm going to be honest. Like,
Bilal was the seventh overall pick. Bilal better turn into something, man.
Yeah. I watched the Wizards a lot more last year than I have this year. Mm-hmm. It is very, very hard to watch this team, quite honestly, not only just because they're losing. That was expected. Again, the uncompetitiveness from the start in a lot of these games just makes it impossible to watch. Like, if you tune into a game midway through the first quarter, they're down by 20. It's just hard to get. It's just hard to get into it, right? So to watch the development or lack of development, what have you, and even if they are playing well, which they're not always playing well, meaning individuals, it's hard to know. Okay, when it gets for real, when they actually get somewhat competitive. Are they going to be at this level, or are they playing really well now because there's nobody else to do it, and somebody's got to, you know, score, and somebody's got to play well, and what? So you don't ever know what you're actually getting.
Yeah.
The problem is, I don't think you're getting enough of even the good hope signs, right? Like there's little glimpses of Alex Sarr and, you know, like
I
you said,
Alex,
Keyshawn George and all
Sarr,
that.
Before he rolled his ankle, yeah. He was playing really, really well.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is you're not getting enough of those to overshadow not only the losses. Again, everybody should have been expecting that. The uncompetitive losses. The uncompetitive from the jump, from the start of a game losses.
This is the tough part about it. And, like, I just hope the basketball gods – they get lucky. You can't disrespect the game. Lucky for them, they can't. If they finish with the worst record, they can't pick any lower than fifth.
Yeah, remember, the Pistons have finished with the worst record twice in 2 years in a row and finished fifth.
And so, like,
so there is no guarantee you're getting Cooper Kupp. I mean,
Cooper Flagg.
We'll talk about Cooper Kupp later.
Yeah.
That's the Cooper that I care about.
Here's the thing about the Pistons and the way they're rebuilding. They at least have a star out of it. Kate Cunningham is a star.
Yeah.
The Wizards don't have a star out of this yet. And that's
fair.
The key is who is going to be the star.
That's fair. I mean, if they get Cooper Flagg, that's going to be your star, right?
Chris, you have the ping pong balls have to bounce.
I know.
The right
if
way.
You get,
so,
if you
so
get,
that's my thing. Is like, what's their plan B going to be if they got to pick fifth?
Well, this is what the fat old white guy was screaming about when all of you people wanted to hit the detonate button. There ain't no guarantees.
But this is the only way that you can do it.
You can do it a lot of different ways.
How?
You can be competitive.
You can't.
You can improve your roster.
You can't, Chris.
Not everybody hits the detonating button.
They do.
No, not everybody does.
But that's
Did the Milwaukee Bucks do that?
Yeah, they suck before. Well, no, they hit on Giannis at 17.
Okay, right. They got lucky. But they also knew what they were doing.
The Denver Nuggets are the only
Milwaukee Bucks, the Miami Heat. None of them actually hit the reset button. Now I understand you got tired of winning 35 games. The reason why you were winning 35 games is because nobody could stay on the court. They were all fragile and brittle. Not because Tommy Shepard was an idiot.
I disagree with Tommy Shepard was an idiot. Sorry.
No, they invested in guys that could not stay healthy. Porzingis, Beal. I mean, Russell Westbrook did stay healthy. He wanted out of here.
Porzingis had no problems with health while he was here.
No, really?
He didn't.
I mean, he missed his first 3 weeks. He missed plenty of time when he was here.
He was here for two seasons, Chris.
I understand that. He missed the last 17 games of each of the first 2 years. He missed the first 3 weeks he was here.
I wouldn't consider him as somebody.
Porzingis is a guy who cannot stay healthy under any circumstances, period.
He was healthy when he was here. I'll say that. I disagree with you totally, Chris. Look at the landscape of the NBA. Everybody that is competitive has had to do this.
Who?
Everyone.
I just gave you a bunch of teams that haven't.
No, you gave me three teams.
They've all won championships.
Why?
Why? Because
they didn't
hit the absolute atomic bomb button,
Chris,
and think
the
that they were just going to snap their fingers,
Chris,
and everything
that
was going to be Shangri-La.
If you think that that is some repeatable thing, then you're crazy. They hit on the best player in the world at 42nd overall. That's not going to happen.
I understand that, but you don't have to have
Chris,
that
yes,
in
do.
Order to be a playoff team.
The Memphis Grizzlies are a top 3 seed in the Western Conference. What did Memphis do? bottom out totally. They got Ja Morant at number two overall.
Yes, I understand.
Every team in the West has done this to get Oklahoma City stunk for years. This is the only way to team build. Philadelphia stunk for years. This is the only way.
I understand it's the most common and most likely.
So you gotta go that way.
But you don't have to do what everybody else does.
There's no other alternative.
I mean,
what was your alternative?
The alternative was improving your roster and not having guys break down. Like,
you can't improve your roster with Bradley Beal being the highest paid player in the sport.
The alternative wasn't. I mean, if you think, right,
you can't win
when Michael Wenger and Will Dawkins came here a year and a half ago,
yes.
Do you think their plan was to win 8 games a year and to get blown out by 30 in almost every first quarter?
That's where I point to Keefe.
Okay.
They knew that they were going to lose.
They were
going to
lose.
They're calling this the deconstruction phase. Have you ever heard anyone describe
this? Dude, they thought they were going to win at least 20 games a year, right? They had to. There's no way they thought, we're going to be 9-72.
Chris, look at the roster.
I know.
Stripped it bare.
Well, now they have, yeah.
Last year it was stripped bare. They're not built to be competitive, though. But they're not – losing by 30 is not on the front
office. When you go out and get Jordan Poole, when you re-sign Kyle Kuzma, Valachunas, when you bring in guys like that, you don't expect to win 8 games a year.
But, dude, Valachunas doesn't play.
I know, but I'm just saying you don't expect to win 8 games a year is my point. They were trying to be bad but competitive as well.
And who does that fall on? The coach.
Well – I mean, it falls on a lot of people. It also fell on...
They're competitive after listening to sports radio on Friday.
You think that's why they, woke
Brian
up?
Brian Keefe goes on the Junkies. The worst interview I've... The Junks are amazing. He was the worst interviewee I've ever heard.
You think...
The answers were cookie cutter. He sucks at the podium. He walked in after a 40-point loss and was at the podium for 12 seconds and went home.
All right, but what I mean,
and Brian Keefe can't.
You
get
want
this
you want him to turn tables over?
I want him to bench people. If 19-year-old Keyshawn George is going to be arguing with pull his ass. If you're going to have guys not running back on defense because they're too busy bitching and moaning at referees, pull them. There is no consequences for actions on the Wizards. There aren't.
Okay, so you blame it all on Brian Keefe.
I put a lot of it on Brian Keefe. He doesn't hold guys accountable. How the hell is Justin Champagne only logging 13 minutes the other night against Charlotte? Justin Champagne is one of your best 5 players on your team right now.
Which isn't saying much.
Yeah, but he's a guy that got it out the mud and earned it. You want these type of guys in your system. They're glue guys. Every championship team has them.
Yeah.
You need this.
Yeah, you're
not rewarding
them. As 8th and 9th guys, not... As starters.
Dude, he's getting 8th and 9th minutes on a 6-win team, Brian Keefe. What the hell is wrong with you?
That's a fair counterpoint.
Why are you
counterpoint?
Playing other guys over him?
I mean,
if I was him, I'd be pissed the hell off.
I mean, maybe they were trying to play Kuzma more just so that they could try and get as much value as they could.
You knew Kuzma's value was depreciated.
Well, of course it was depreciated. So, but you're trying to rescue anything that you can.
Trying to salvage that and putting Justin Champagne's minutes on ice is stupid.
Right. We got to take a timeout, then we'll get to the calls. I know we'll try and squeeze in a call or two here before we turn the conversation to Lindsey Rhodes from the Super Bowl in New Orleans, talking about the Kyle Kuzma trade and what else the Wizards are potentially going to do right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, boys and girls, are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Yeah, baby, it's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with 3 friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first 2 rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. It's a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Why don't we grab a call or two here on the Wizards before we are joined by Lindsey Rhodes from New Orleans, or scheduled to be joined, I should say. Let's start with Jonesy. What's up, Jonesy? All right, Jonesy is not paying attention. He's listening on the radio. Let's go to Tracy in Germantown. What's up, Tracy? How are you?
Is this my Aunt Tracy in Germantown?
It's definitely not your Aunt Tracy.
Okay, so it's not my Aunt Tracy. Where you at in Germantown, man? My Aunt Tracy live out in Germantown, right by the Walmart. Aunt Tracy.
Aunt Tracy. you
No, I'm saying my aunt.
He thought you were his Aunt Tracy.
My Aunt Tracy lives in Germantown. She's got a work buddy that listens to the Team 980 all day long.
He thought you were Aunt Tracy for those of us.
How close you live to Milestone? Right by the Walmart, man. You know, I used to work at the Home Depot over there.
Yeah, so did Chris Blewett. That worked out well for him.
What's going on, Tracy?
Probably assistant, like a junior deputy general manager. Then you have a coach. The Wizards have no direction. That's their problem. And like you said earlier, when they should have traded Bradley Beal for 2 years, they didn't do it until they signed him to, what, $55 million a year, $53.5 million? When you say Kuzma could have been traded twice and they allowed Kuzma to say no? I mean, he was only here 2 years. Where's the loyalty? Like, for what?
So, well, the direction you want them to have is basically a cutthroat philosophy, right? We're not rewarding loyalty. We're not paying people. We're just trading any asset that we have, right? Or
to their credit, though, you got to treat people right.
I think when you bring in a new coach or a new GM, you should have a philosophy. You should sit down and say with the ownership, the front brass, whatever, what direction do we want to go in? First of all, we're in the richest area of the country, so to have a sorry basketball team at the top, with some of the best high school basketball in the country, Maryland, Georgetown, I'm sure they'll get better over time, and to have the Wizards at the top is a joke for the area, and it's been a joke. I mean, that's what I can't understand. I just can't understand. They can't get right.
Yeah, I got you, Ann Tracy. Appreciate you. I'm just teasing.
That's a good bit. But no, like, he makes a good point. Yeah. Like, they should be better.
Let's squeeze in Bones in Southeast here real quickly before the top. What's up, Bones?
Hey, what's up, Chris Russell?
Bones?
I mean, Chris Roof, the Rooster.
Yes.
Aunt
Chris to you.
Shout out to him. Yeah, all right, Chris. Hey, look, and my main man, Big L. You know what, Big L? I support you on this one, man, because O'Keefe, you know, he's not a good coach as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, you working with players like Valanciunas and Kyle Kuzma, and with that boy that be shooting the damn ball all the time that came from Golden State. You know, these guys need to be Jordan Poole. You know, I took Jordan Poole on the same game parlay for 10 points. Yeah. He ain't scored but 6 points. Messed up my whole – I had a
Bones, you know what Brian O'Keefe needs to do? By the way, it's Brian Keefe. But anyway, you know what he needs to do is he needs to go into the back battery compartment and rewire these guys and just go. It's on the players, too, to play hard.
If he had any backbone or spine, he would have tried to do that already.
It's just like what Big L was saying, man. You know, you got to play the young players. You got to play the ones that the upcoming. You know, Kuzma, you know, why you – I mean, you got Chris Middleton. You might as well should have kept Kyle Kuzma. You went and got Chris Middleton. They both stay hurt the same amount of time, you know. They both play the same type of game. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine think, hey, Chris Middleton's going to be a good fit here versus Kyle Kuzma. Now, maybe he's a bet. Maybe he's not as much of a sourpuss, but, you know.
We got buckets in the backcourt, though. I'll tell you that.
You got some young ball players that have got some compliments from some veteran superstar ball players. You know, we just need a coach that know how to coach them up.
You know what this team needs? They need 12 more Justin Champagnes.
Wow.
They need 12 more 10th guys on the roster. That's what this team needs. Thank you, Bones.
I hate that I got to sit and listen to you mock the team that I really care about. It pisses me off to no end.
Hopefully talking about the Super Bowl of the Commanders won't. Next, Lindsey Rhodes scheduled to join us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.